How about it, race fan, time to time? And before we get started, as always, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to not only give this podcast a listen, but also to check in on the content at InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. We've got plenty of stuff on there for you as Florida Speed Weeks play out with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, and eventually the World of Outlaws Morton Buildings Late Model Series will join in as well. So please be keeping up with all that. And as NASCAR approaches on InsideCircleTrack.com, we'll be starting to post more information on that, as well as some of the short track racing action that's going to be going on down in Florida starting next week. Thought I'd take a couple of minutes here today just to kind of look at what we've learned so far in the early going this season on the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series as they run their portion of the Georgia-Florida Speed Weeks. Unfortunately, we had one of the races at Golden Isle Speedway to get rained out back on Friday night, but they did run the feature on Saturday as planned, so at least we got the one race in there. And then since they've moved down to the Tampa area at the East Bay Raceway Park, they've been fortunate enough to get all three of their races in so far. They've raced on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday down there, so and had some really great racing action along the way as well. So what have these early four races on the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series taught us? One thing we can say for sure that we've learned out of this is that Tim McCready and his new Donald and Gina Bradshaw owned team that he's now running for, it sure didn't take them long to find their rhythm. They're clicking right away. They picked up the win on the very season opener up at Golden Isles, and then moved down to East Bay, where they've run very well as well and collected the win last night on Wednesday night there, throwing in a couple of more solid finishes as well. So they've definitely got their act together. You know, granted, this is in some ways the same situation that McCready has been in. This is essentially the Longhorn chassis house car, which is where he was when he drove the Sweeteners Plus ride that he's had for so many years. But the scuttlebutt around the pit area that I was picking up on in Golden Isles is that the old New York driver is in a far better situation than he has been as far as the resources available to him and crew and all that he now has. So that he's apparently in the best situation that he's been in quite some time, and he's certainly showing that with two wins out of the first four races, and it's been fast every night. He seems to always be up there in qualifying, and in the heat races he's always in contention too. Only time will tell, but after the small sample size that we've got right now, certainly looks like T-Mac is going to be a serious threat for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Championship as the season plays out. Of course, he has been for each of the past couple or 3 years anyway, but it certainly looks like that's even more so the case now than it has been. And and speaking of champions, how about Brandon Shepherd and that Rocket Chassis House Car team? It just never ceases to amaze me how you can never count these guys out. They always seem to find themselves in contention for a podium, if not for a win, even on their quote unquote bad nights. They always seem to wind up near the front, and that's exactly how things were going on Wednesday at East Bay. He started off 12th, and you don't think, a 40-lap feature, he's not going to be able to get up there. But sure enough, he started moving his way up. He winds up in the top five, and then when Jonathan Davenport and Kyle Bronson had the issue that they had on the front straightaway late in the race there with five laps to go, there was Shepherd making his way through that mess, and then winding up on the podium with a top three finish, even on a night that might not have seemed like it was going to be his night. And of course, the previous night on Tuesday at East Bay, he had picked up a win there. The only night that he, of all the races, even the one up at Golden Isles, the only night which he wasn't an immediate threat to win at the very end was on Monday when he and Bronson had some contact there. And and Shepherd was spinning, but even then they had that contact racing for the lead. So Shepherd was certainly a factor in that race, even though he wound up 10th in the final rundown. You know, some people might want to attribute what that Mark Richards owned Rocket House car team does as luck. I can assure you from watching them, as many times as I've watched them back in pit areas and whatnot, they do not rely on luck. You know, you may have heard the old saying that luck is where preparation meets opportunity. This is a team that is always prepared for when that opportunity presents itself, like it did on Wednesday at East Bay. You know, like I said, seemingly not really in contention to win, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, there they are up on the podium again. So they're always ready for whatever challenge comes up. And, you know, I know that this year on the World of Outlaws series, you're going to have Chris Madden, Scott Blomquist, Ricky Wise is going to be there and running in contention. There are threats there to Shepherd's supremacy on that series. But anybody who plans to challenge him, better pack their lunch, because that, you know, that team is always at the front. They're always in contention. They're always fast, and they're, like I said, they're always prepared for that opportunity. So you know, it's a tough order to take them down. And then another thing, you know, speaking of champions again, Jonathan Davenport, last year's Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series champion. As a matter of fact, the two-time, the winner of that series the last 2 years, and overall a three-time Lucas Oil champion, coming right out of the box at Golden Isles and East Bay. You know, maybe not what we expect from Davenport. You know, we expect him to be setting fast times and winning heat races and running up there at the front, and he hadn't necessarily been doing that, but he had been right there top four, top five in each one of the races up until last night. So it's not like Davenport was way off, but they hadn't been, you know, what we expect from them, especially early in the season. You know, the last few years he's always been able to get off to a great start in the early races and get himself a points lead and force everybody to play catch up from there. But he hadn't really been doing that. But last night at East Bay, he looked like, well, now the Jonathan Davenport and the Lance Landers team that we know is doing exactly what we expect them to do. He's running up front, he's dominating the race. He looked like he's just completely on cruise control. And then as you may have seen if you watched, you know, just catches a hole coming out of turn four and just kind of the wrong place and folded the nose of the car under. Of course, he had to slow way down when that happened. And here comes the rest of the field, and Kyle Bronson comes along just at full speed with nowhere to go and just plowed into him. And, you know, it's very fortunate that both those drivers were able to walk away. That's about as hard a hit as you're ever going to see on a dirt track. And they both cars were, you know, heavily damaged after that. But it was just one of those things that couldn't be avoided. It's, you know, there's a hole in the track, and it folded the nose under on the car. So just a bad deal for everybody all the way around. But like I said, it appeared as if Davenport had, you know, was the old Davenport. And in a sense, he was, he kind of showed us that on Monday night too, when he had to go to a backup car. He started near the tail of the field and came all the way up to fourth, I believe it was. So that was, that looked like the old Davenport too. But as I said earlier, we expect him to be qualifying up front, winning heat races, running at the front of the feature, and he was certainly doing that Wednesday. But now, you know, will this set them back after they've suffered such heavy damage on that car that they had? And then, you know, lastly, kind of tying into that, if you take the misfortune that Davenport and Bronson had into account, I'm going to give some kudos to the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series for a change that they've made in their portion of the Georgia-Florida Speed Weeks. You know, previously they would sanction 8-9 races, but the only ones that actually counted for points were the two races at Golden Isles, the Friday and Saturday races at East Bay, and then the Sunday race, which in previous years has been at Bubba Raceway Park, but this year it's going to be at All Tech Raceway, I'm sorry. And now they've switched it up a little bit. Out of the 9 races that they originally had scheduled, you know, it's dropped down to 8 now because of losing the one at Golden Isles. But out of those 9 races that they had scheduled, drivers and teams are now in a position where they can count their best five finishes toward the season point standing. So that's a good thing, because, you know, it previously had Davenport and Bronson had the troubles that they had on one of the points nights, well, they would have just been in all sorts of trouble as far as the standings are concerned. But now, no matter when these things happen, and they're bound to happen when you race that often, you're bound to have some kind of bad luck. That race won't necessarily count against you. You're going to have your best five that you can fall back on. So even if there is that one finish where you're back in the 20s, or, you know, finish 18th or something like that, as long as you've got some other good solid runs, they can take the place of those. So I think that's a great move by Lucas Oil, and it makes all the races matter. You know, now everybody, you know, we've look at the car counts we've had at East Bay up in the 60s for races, for 2 5,000 to win races and a 7,000 to win race. Whereas before, if guys wanted to sit one out or something like that, they could do that, and there would be no worries as far as points are concerned. But now that you're able to count your best five finishes, you want to run every race so that there will be at least five good finishes out of those. So I think that was a great move by Lucas Oil there. So that, you know, props to them. So now when drivers come out of the Sunshine State, if they've had a bad run, you know, they may not be buried in the points. Whereas before, if they'd had a bad run, it had occurred on one of those points nights where they had no other option to count points from anything else, it could have stuck them back in the series. So, you know, there's some points that I wanted to touch on. You know, Tim McCready getting off to a great start, Brandon Shepherd just being Brandon Shepherd, and then Jonathan Davenport, you know, seemingly like he was about to go back to being the old Jonathan Davenport, and then had really bad luck took him out there. And so that's about it for this edition of Rich's Ramblings. Again, I really appreciate you taking the time to give it a listen, and I really appreciate Michael Motes, and I both really appreciate you looking in on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com at all the content that we got there. So until next time, this is Richard Allen at Richard Allen IDR on Twitter and Instagram. Hope you'll check both those out. But this is Richard Allen saying, let's race.